USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Lewiston, Maine residents remain in lockdown as authorities search for a suspected mass shooter. Senator Angus King calls it a dark day in Maine after the shooting that killed 18 and injured 13 others.
It's just been awful. We've got schools closed, colleges locked down, and the manhunt has expanded.
He said despite high gun ownership, Maine has low gun crime rates. That shooting took place in a Lewiston bowling alley and bar. The suspect, 40-year-old Robert Card, is at large and considered armed and dangerous. In the wake of the shootings in Maine, the White House says more needs to be done to address the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
It's within Congress's power to pass legislation that will make our streets safer, that will make our communities safer, that will make our schools safer.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in passing gun reform measures. President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democratic respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop from the previous month. Meanwhile, 35% of independent voters expressed approval, down 4 percentage points from September. Pfizer and BioNTech are starting a Phase 3 trial for their combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Positive outcomes were reported from the Phase 1 and Phase 2 studies, focusing on safety and effectiveness. The Phase 3 trial, slated to start in the upcoming months, will further assess potential side effects. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity. According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022. That marks an increase of more than 10 million from the prior year. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. This development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. The tentative agreement with Ford will need ratification from UAW members. Meanwhile, negotiations continue with GM and Stellantis as workers continue their strike. More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find health care costs challenging. A Commonwealth Fund survey reveals that even for those who bought their own insurance, such as on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, 57% face difficulties paying for health care this year. The study indicates that expenses are causing many to forego necessary medical care, with nearly 40% reporting they skipped treatment or prescription drugs in the past year due to financial constraints. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has some kind words for the new Speaker of the House. Lance Pry has the details.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump has congratulated the newly elected House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Yesterday, Trump spoke to reporters outside a New York courtroom and said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House.
Florida is renowned for its peculiar situations, and now there's an Olympic-style event dedicated to celebrating these unique circumstances. Among the events at the inaugural Florida Man Games is the Evading Arrest Obstacle Course, where participants will be pursued by actual police officers. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.